USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Attorney General William Barr has said he'll release the Robert Mueller confidential report to Congress before giving it to the White House. On ABC's This Week, acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney was asked if President Trump is okay with that.
From the very beginning, we've said what we're saying now, which is Mr. Barr gets to handle this. That's how the law works. And Mr. Barr has made it clear that he's going to release it to Congress before he shows it to us. That's his decision.
Former Nevada State Assemblywoman Lucy Flores, a Democrat, says then-Vice President Joe Biden hugged and kissed her during a rally in 2014. While Biden says he doesn't believe he acted inappropriately, there's concern this could affect a possible 2020 run. On Fox News Sunday, White House Counselor Kellyanne Conway offered her thoughts.
Joe Biden's intent is only partly, or maybe not at all, relevant here. It's really how that woman felt. She feels that it was unwelcome.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course, with the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. Because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet. Starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
NSF excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional.
The United States is stepping up pressure on Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro to step down so that opposition leader Juan Guaido can take over. U.S. envoy to Venezuela Elliot Abrams says increased sanctions on Russia are possible if that country continues to provide Maduro backing.
That's my very clear understanding. Everyone knows that the Russians and the Cubans are the main support of this regime, and I see no hesitation on the part of anyone at the top levels in this administration of making them pay a price for it.
Abrams says it would be a mistake for the Russians to think they have a free hand. A tragic discovery in South Carolina where college student Samantha Josephson's body has been found a day after she went missing. Columbia, South Carolina Police Chief Skip Holbrook describes how and where the body was found.
The body had been found by a couple people hunting, turkey hunting in a field in what was described by the sheriff to us as a wooded area in a very rural part of the county, about 40 feet off of a dirt road.
She had apparently mistakenly gotten into a car she thought was an Uber. A suspect has been arrested. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney was asked on ABC's This Week why he and President Trump say that Robert Mueller found no obstruction when he made no such statement.
That is not what these documents do. When you do an investigation like this, there's typically two outcomes. Either criminal indictments come down or it just quietly goes away. These types of investigations are not designed to exonerate people. So what you saw here is simply Mueller saying, you know what, I'm going to let Barr call this one. He had plenty of evidence to say on collusion, absolutely not. And he actually punted over to Barr. Again, that's the way the system can and does work.
A survey finds that social media is linked to a rise in mental health disorders. USA's Chris Barnes has more on that story.
The American Psychological Association releasing its national survey a few days ago in which it finds mental health issues have risen significantly over the last decade. They credit that rise in digital media as a major reason why. The research finds that more and more young adults, specifically those born in 1995 or later, are suffering from negative psychological symptoms. And studies do show that more social media use is linked to increased symptoms of social anxiety, social isolation, and loneliness. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And according to a creditcards.com poll, 8% of U.S. parents with children under 18 have at least one kid with a credit card, while 53% have children with their own mobile phone. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.